When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi everyone, my name is Allison Graves and welcome to Coronavirus in Florida, a podcast of the Tampa Bay Times. This episode was released on Monday, May 11th. On this show, we'll talk to experts and reporters, share the facts behind the spread of the virus, and discuss what could happen next. Today, more testing is available for COVID-19, but are we doing it right? In the last 2 weeks, Pinellas and Hillsborough counties have widened testing for COVID-19. Pinellas County opened up 3 testing sites to all residents last week, even people who don't have symptoms. And the week before that, testing sites in Hillsborough County began allowing anyone who wanted to get tested to make an appointment at a drive-thru site. The widening of testing comes after months of limited availability, with a little more than 2% of Florida's population having been tested for COVID-19. For weeks, experts have said that more testing must be done to determine the scope of the problem. But according to Dr. Mark Yacht, who served as the director of the Pasco County Health Department for 20 years, testing more people isn't enough. He believes the way we are testing must evolve. Dr. Yacht joins us today to talk a little more about this. Thanks so much for being here today.
Oh, my pleasure to be here. Let's hope we can give some good information.
So who should get tested right now?
Okay, let's talk about the tests that are available. There's the test to determine if you have it right now. That's a throat swab, usually, and it's called a polymerase chain reaction test. Then there's what we're hearing a lot about, and that's the antibody test. Mm-hmm. The antibody test is for people to determine if they've been infected. It usually takes 1 to 3 weeks from somebody that's infected to showing a positive in an antibody test. So actually, in order to determine the kind of rates we're looking for, an antibody test is more helpful if it's done in the right fashion. So you want to get a sense of how many people in your population have been exposed. Now, some may get sick and some may not, and we know what some of those risks are. But determining the number of people in the population that are exposed is critical to determining how problematic the virus is. We call it death rate or mortality rate. How many people are going to die that are exposed to this illness? And that number is extremely important to know how serious the disease is. So the testing is extremely important, but it's very important that testing gives us a picture of the whole population so we know what the death rate is and who will survive and who will not. I don't think we're there. We're just out there testing. We haven't coordinated that testing well. If we're looking at Florida itself, I would like to think that Florida is looking at sample populations. We're not going to be able to test everybody, or it's going to take a very long time to test everybody. And typically what we do is we try to randomly select people that represent the population that we're trying to find the infection rate. And we do this every year with the flu season. In other words, when every year we face our flu season, and every year, you know, we're recommended for the flu vaccine based on the typing of the virus. Now, what they do to determine how serious the epidemic is, the flu epidemic that we face every year, is they do random sampling. Certain doctors test their patients for flu. Certain clinics are identified around the state and probably in every state, certainly in Florida, to randomly sample and test, and that will give us a sense of, number one, how many people probably have the flu out there, and how many people are getting very sick from this flu, so we understand how serious the strain is.
So is Florida doing randomized testing like you're talking about right now?
Most people that are tested are being tested because they feel sick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a very biased sample. So what you need is a sampling of a representative population, those that are sick and those that are not sick, so you can sense what the infectivity rate is in the whole population. The way we're testing now, we're biasing the test towards people that have the virus.
Yeah.
That's why we're looking at a 6% death rate nationally, and I don't, Florida have to take another look. We're looking, I think in Florida it's around 5%, but I don't have that number in front of me. But the point is that you're biasing and looking at a much higher mortality rate because you really don't know how many infections are out there. And to test every single person, it may not be practical and certainly would take a long time to accomplish. So testing, yes, getting back to testing is extremely important, but it only makes sense if you have all the numbers. Now, we're making a lot of assumptions because our testing has been so erratic, and so we're ready to open up the states, I think, based on the fact that we feel, well, maybe the death rate isn't as bad as we thought it was, because we know there's a lot more people infected out there than would have been. And then we got this economy to worry about. So
do you feel like the state reopened too early, given the lack of data or comprehensive data that we have right now?
Yeah, I think every governor is looking at the same problem. He has populations that are unemployed, as we do in Florida, a very large unemployment problem because of the virus. So I'm not going to slam the governor. I'm just going to say these are the problems that the politicians are facing.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at their unemployment rates. They're looking at their need to send out unemployment checks. And in Florida, it's not a very good system, all right, as we found out. They're looking at businesses that are about to close because they haven't been able to provide their services, and they're losing their income, and it's a very ugly situation. So there's an economic issue to look at, but there's also a public health issue to look at. And these two may not be friendly towards each other, if you can understand.
Totally.
My comment is, because I'm a doctor, is you better listen to your public health people.
Yeah.
But if you're making assumptions and you're getting a sense that, well, you know, a lot more people have already been infected, we just haven't measured them yet, we're going to continue to test and try to prove that, yeah, maybe the death rate isn't so high, and we'll let people go back. Well, I would say that it's risky, and I would say that a slow effort to open the state to business is not a bad decision. It's one that has to be watched very carefully. I think we should do a better job understanding how many people in the community are affected so we can understand better how serious the disease is. And look, we're all hoping for the best. And I think the warning label with people getting back into mainstream activity or trying to get back into mainstream activity is to know your personal risk. How old are you? What medical problems do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Understand who has the most difficult problems if they're infected. And that way you'll reduce your risk of becoming seriously ill if, in fact, you are exposed. I would suggest, as the flu, that most of us are going to be exposed to some extent to the virus at some point.
So does that mean we should all go out and get tested?
Well, that's the problem. If we look at the population of Florida, which is around 21 million, and the population of the United States is 331 million. Can we realistically test that number of people?
No.
And can we do it in such a timely fashion that the information comes back to be helpful? That's where the sampling testing and random sampling testing and representative testing may be a more practical approach to know how many people are ill or exposed in the community.
So if you do the math, you'll find that 2.3% of Florida's population has been tested, and that's according to numbers from the Florida Department of Health.
Right.
Is that percentage, it doesn't sound like that's enough based on what experts would say and what you've said. Is that enough? And if it's not enough, what is a percentage that is enough, I guess?
Well, I think it's the way you do the testing that makes it valid.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you're just testing people to feel they're sick, that's not a valid result for you to determine how serious it is, the disease is in the community. You really need to be doing representative or random sampling. That's how we usually do it. That's how the public health guys do it. In other words, they do the random sampling and they can get a better picture. They can't test everybody, okay? Testing everybody, as I said, is extremely time-consuming and very expensive.
Yeah.
But you can get the same information if you have an organized way of doing your testing. But if you're just setting it up for sick people, well, that's not going to help you much.
So I guess just to kind of round off this whole conversation, it seems like it's good that testing's occurring, but the effort hasn't been coordinated and we still don't have enough, like we just don't have a big enough sample size yet is kind of what I'm getting from you.
Yeah, and we don't. And the way the testing's been done, we're not getting the kind of information we need anyway. So we're a long way from getting a sense of the infectivity rate in the community, if we ever figure it out the way we're doing it. There are other ways to determine infectivity in a community that gives you a much more accurate and clear picture of what you're facing with a particular virus, flu, or whatever. So I would say our testing has not given us solid information as to where we are with this disease, but the death rates have helped us see that the disease seemingly is on a wane, but you start sending people back to work and all of a sudden these numbers crop up again, you'll know that that may not have been the wisest thing to do.
Well, Dr. Yacht, this has been extremely insightful and helpful, and we really thank you for your time today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You take care and stay well.
Okay, everyone, that does it for today's episode. As always, for the latest information on coronavirus in Florida, you can visit tampabay.com/coronavirus. Also, if you like the show, please subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast platform. This has been Coronavirus in Florida. Thanks for listening.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.